In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We shall continue these services, and I shall read for introduction from the Gospel according to Matthew, from the 11th chapter, from the end of the chapter, from verses 25 to verse 30. The words are in Jesus' name.
Tuohon aikaan Jeesus
kerran
puhkesi puhumaan ja sanoi,
Jesus answered and said,
minä ylistän sinua, Isä,
I thank thee,
taivaan
o Father,
ja maan Herra, siitä,
Lord of heaven and
että
earth,
olet salannut tämän viisailta ja oppilta,
because thou hast hid these things from the
mutta
wise
ilmoittanut sen
and prudent,
lapsenmielisille.
And hast revealed them unto babes.
Näin sinä, Isä, olet hyväksi
Even so,
nähnyt.
Father, for so
kaiken
it seemed
isäni
good in thy sight.
Haltuun.
All things are delivered unto me
Poika
of my Father.
Ei tunne kukaan muu kuin
and no man
isä.
Knoweth the Son but the
Eikä
Father.
Isää kukaan muu kuin
Neither knoweth
poika.
Any man the Father
se,
save the Son.
Jolle poika tahtoo hänet
and he
ilmoittaa.
To whomsoever the Son will reveal him.
Tulkaa minun luokseni.
Come unto
Kaikki
me.
Te työn ja kuormien uuvuttamat.
All ye that labor and
minä
are heavy laden.
Levon.
And I will give you rest.
Ottakaa minun ikeeni harteillenne.
Take my yoke upon you.
Ja katsokaa minua.
And learn of me.
Minä olen sydämeltäni lempeä.
For I am meek and lowly in
näin
heart.
Näin teidän sielunne löytää.
And ye shall find rest unto your souls.
Minun ikeeni on
For
hyvä
my yoke
kantaa.
Is easy.
Ja minun kuormani on
And my burden is light.
Amen.
Amen.
Rakkaat sanaan kuulijat,
dear listeners of the word,
veljet,
sisters and brothers,
tällä seurateltassa,
here at the service tent,
siellä kentällä ja
there,
majapaikoissa,
in the service field, and there in the places of lodging,
taikka etäyhteyksien äänellä,
or there listening remotely.
Eikö ole mukavaa, että me saamme
Is it not a good
näitä
thing?
Kesän suuria seuroja jälleen viettää ja olla
that again we can celebrate
yhdellä
these
koolla
great
nyt
services of summer and be gathered together here again at Keuru.
Varmasti teistä lapsistakin
Surely
on mukava
for your children.
Tulla opistoseuroihin ja kesän suuriin seuratapahtumiin.
It is a thing of delight for you to come to the opistolary services and to these great celebrations of summer to meet your cousins and your friends.
Jos hyvää tuuri käy, niin vähän ostaa.
And if you have good luck,
ja herkkuja.
Perhaps to buy some goodies and a little bit of ice cream. And your youth.
Eikö ole mukava kesän suurissa seuroissa tavata?
Is it not a nice thing to meet other believing youth here at services, perhaps the confirmation friends of the summer or the Christian college friends. It is a great God's blessing that we can gather together.
Samalla meidän on aina tarpeen
at the same time,
miettimään myöskin sitä, että miksi
it is useful for us to pause and to think that why do we come to services?
Miksi näitä seuroja järjestetään?
Why are these services organized?
Tuossa aamusella kesän seura radiossa.
There in the morning summer service radio.
Tästä seuratunnuksesta.
The chairman of the board discussed the model of these services.
Miksi me seuroja
as well, why we organize summer services.
Eikö sen tähden
Is it not so?
Pienet kotiseurat tai tällaiset
Whether
suuret
they be small home services or large
että meidän
opistol services. Is it not so that our undying soul would receive nutrition?
Me jaksaisimme taas kappaleen matkaa.
That we would have the strength to travel even a small portion of this heavenly way. That we'd have the strength to endure.
Ja että samalla aina seurat
and at the same time
myöskin kutsu
that these services would be an invitation to come into God's kingdom.
seuraohjelma Jumalan lasten seuroissa on.
The service program at the Services of Children of God is very simple. Sermons and singing.
Taas puheita.
And again, sermons.
Saattaa joskus tuntua ehkä pikkupojista tai tytöistä.
It might seem, perhaps at times for you little children, boys and girls, it might seem to be a little bit boring to sit.
Tuntua, että puhe kestää kauan.
To sit and it might seem to take so much time to listen.
Minulla oli palvelusvuoro kotiin Sionissa ja
I remember last Sunday when I had the turn to serve at my home congregation, and as I departed from after the sermon up from front, and my young son rushed to meet me as I came from the podium, and he said it was certainly a long sermon. It may seem long and perhaps tiring, but it is exceedingly important matter that we are before when we are at services. It is the most important matter in life.
Seuroissa aina puhutaan, näissäkin
always at services, even these services, is spoken
Jeesuksesta,
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
sovitustyöstä, joka on meidän
and of Jesus' atonement
perusta.
Work, which is the foundation of our faith.
Sitä puheet toisensa jälkeen avataan ja
this is revealed from one sermon to the next
sen kalleutta ja sen
and clarified and reminded of its importance and significance.
Jeesus omana aikanaan pari tuhatta
Jesus,
vuotta sitten
during his own times several thousand years ago when he was upon this earth
hän opetti
he taught
paransi sairaita, teki
he healed the sick.
Tekoja, joita
he performed miracle works,
on
which have been recorded in the gospel texts.
Raamattu kertoo, että tuohon aikaan
the Bible relates how in those times
monet ihmiset odottivat Messias.
Many awaited the coming of the Messiah.
Vallassa, näin Lukas kertoo,
as Lucas relates, that they were in a period of waiting. They waited for the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament.
Ja kun tuli Jumalan aika,
and when the time, God's time came, and Jesus was born upon this earth,
niin lopulta kovinkaan moni ei uskonut häntä Jumalan
in the end, not many believed of him to be God's son, even though they themselves were able to hear his words and to see his miracle works. Jesus was renowned. At these services, we have heard how perhaps thousands of people would be hearing and watching.
Jeesus tiedettiin suureksi opettajaksi.
Jesus was known to be a great teacher. But only a few believed in their hearts that he was the Son of God.
Syntien sovittajaksi.
And who had redeemed their own sins. When Jesus began his official office or work there in the synagogue, in the prayer house of the Jews. And there it was read of the old scriptures of the Old Testament. And he was given the scrolls of Isaiah. And from there, Jesus read of prophecy of the Messiah. And Jesus read from there, and after he had read, he said that these prophecies today have come to be fulfilled. Did the people believe then? In the beginning, many admired those words of grace that Jesus spoke, but quite quickly they began to ask, is this not the son of the carpenter, Joseph? They saw before them,
eivät Jumalan poika.
An ordinary young man, not the son of God.
Johannes evankeliumissa alussa siitä.
John in the beginning of his gospel text speaks of how Jesus came to be in the midst of his own.
Eivät ottaneet häntä vastaan.
But his own did not receive him.
Mutta jatkaa lohdullisesti, mutta
but continues
ottivat hänet vastaan.
Encouragingly, that those who received him, he gave them the right to become the children of God.
Tämän 11. luvun aivan alussa.
From the beginning of this 11th chapter,
Johanneskin tarvitsi uskolle vahvistusta.
Speaks of how even John needed the strengthening of his faith, that he also doubted that was Jesus truly that which was prophesied in the Old Testament, the Messiah, the Anointed, the King.
Kun Johannes oli vankilassa uskonsa,
that John was imprisoned because of his faith.
Niin hän lähetti opetuslapsiaan kysymään Jeesukselta.
And so he sent his disciples to ask of Jesus.
Oletko sinä se, jonka on määrä
tulla? Are you him?
Pitääkö meidän odottaa?
Who was to come? Or do we need to wait for another?
4. jakeessa Jeesus vastasi heille.
The fourth verse, Jesus answered and said unto them,
Johannekselle, mitä kuulette?
Go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see.
Sokeat saavat näkönsä.
The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk.
Spitaaliset puhdistuvat.
The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear.
Kuolleet herätetään henkiin.
The dead are raised up,
ja köyhille julistetaan.
And the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Emmekö mekin, sisaret ja veljet,
brothers and sisters,
usein tarvitse.
Is it not also for us that we also often need the strengthening of our weak faith?
Me epäilemme.
We doubt.
Kyselemme.
We question.
Onko tämä usko oikea?
Is this faith the correct faith?
Onko tämä joukko
oikea? Is this group the right one?
Kuin Johanneksella siellä
vankilassa. Same kinds of thoughts as John did when he was imprisoned.
Siksi me järjestämme seuroja, että meidän heikko.
And for that reason, we organize services so that our weak faith would be strengthened.
Ja eikö tämänkin kesän suurissa seuroissa?
And is it not so that these great summer services that we have the same characteristics?
Että sokeat saavat näkönsä.
They have been fulfilled. The blind can receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Näin on saanut tänäkin kesänä käydä.
And so it has happened even this summer.
Jämsän opistoseuroissa.
And here at the Jämsä services in Keuruu may also happen.
Samalla tavalla kuin Johannes tai opetuslapset.
In the same way as John or the disciples.
Uskon kautta.
By faith.
Mekin voimme tuntea.
We can also
Jeesuksen.
Know the Lord Jesus.
Ihminen ei voi tuntea Jumalan poikaa tai Jumalaa.
A person cannot know the Son of God or God through their own wisdom or their own conclusions. Through their own learnedness.
Kun siellä Filippoksen Kesareassa käytiin tunnettu
there in this,
Jeesuksen
in Philippus Caesarea, that well-known discussion
kesken, kun Jeesus kyseli
between Jesus and the disciples, when Jesus asked them,
ihmiset sanovat hänen ihmisen
pojan
olevan.
The people say the Son of Man to be. And the disciples answered what they had heard.
Osa piti häntä profeettana.
That some thought he was a prophet, some as John the Baptist, and so forth. But when Jesus asked the disciples,
and you,
that who am I?
opetuslasten puolesta vastasi,
että and Peter on the behalf of the disciples answered that you are Christ, the Son of the living God.
Ja Jeesus sanoikin, että sinulle ilmoittanut sinun lihaa eikä veri.
That your flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. By faith,
voimme tuntea Herran Jeesuksen Kristuksen.
We can know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tämä tekstikohta, hyvin tuttu teksti, jonka luin.
This portion of the text, very familiar text,
Raamattu on myöhemmin lisätty
which I read.
Niin,
and there has been these subtitles added to the Bible.
Jumalan salaisuuden tunteminen.
The knowing of God's
ja opetti Jumalan
of the hidden God. Jesus taught of the hidden God's kingdom. Jesus often used parables.
Jeesus puhui parannuksen tekemisestä ja puhui Jumalan
especially Jesus spoke of the need for repentance and of God's kingdom. And through different parables, Jesus revealed as to what the kingdom of heaven is.
Sinaapisiemenestä tai
he spoke of the mustard seed, or the yeast, or the treasure hidden in the field, or of the net. In this way,
Jumalan valtakunta.
He described of what or how or what God's
meistä
kingdom is.
Ihmisistä helposti tuntuisi niin, että
for us as people, it easily feels so.
Salaisuudet avautuisivat parhaiten kaikkein viisaimmille.
That God's mysteries would be best revealed to the wisest. To those who have read the Bible the most, the scholars of the original languages, that they have studied much, that these mysteries would be revealed to them.
Näin varmaan moni ajatteli Jeesuksen aikanakin, että kyllä ne papit ja lainopettajat
during Jesus' time, that the high priests, that the scribes, that they certainly, if anyone, would know.
Mutta mitä tekstissämme Jeesus, Jumalan poika, opettaa?
But what does Jesus teach us, the Son of God, in this text?
Minä ylistän sinua, Isä, ja maan Herra, siitä, että olet salannut tämän viisailta ja oppineilta, mutta ilmoittanut sen lapsenmielisille. Lasten ja lasten kaltaisten on Jumalan valtakunta.
I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of children. I remember when I went to learn theology, to study, to be a priest. My own father gave me these instructions, the reminder that I would not become so wise that I would forget and it would be blurred where that road travels onto heaven. And that if this way would become obscured or disappear,
kyselemään sitä tietä, mutta se ei löydy.
It would be important to go and ask for this road, and it would not be found in the lectures of the professors, but it would be found from the grandmothers and grandfathers sitting on the church bench. And I thought that this was a comforting and good instruction. Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes.
Toisaalla hyvin tutussa kohdassa
in another familiar portion from the Gospel according to Mark, from the 10th chapter, which is always read during baptism. It speaks of a child being an example of faith when children are brought unto Jesus. And the disciples rebuked those who were bringing them. But Jesus said unto the disciples, that allow the children to come unto me, that do not obstruct them, for such is the kingdom of God. God's kingdom
is a
kingdom
as for children.
And Jesus set the standard to be received into God's kingdom. Whoso shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And Jesus took the children into his lap and put his arms upon them and blessed them.
On merkille pantavaa se, että
it is noteworthy,
kun tässä puhutaan lapsesta,
that as we speak of a child,
alkukielen, kreikan kielen sanaa, jota tässä käytetään,
in the Greek, the Greek word, the original text, it speaks of babies, small toddlers, or little babies. So a little baby is the example of faith.
Ei aivan pieni lapsi ole Raamattua lukenut tai tutkinut.
A very small child has not read the Bible or studied it.
Pieni lapsi ei voi.
A small child
tehdä mitään sen oman
cannot do anything themselves.
Eteen.
In order on their own to survive.
Ei voi tehdä mitään.
A newborn
siihen, että
is helpless
hänestä huolen,
and cannot but trust that the parents would care for them, that they would be fed and cared for.
Ja siinä onkin hyvä kuva ja tarpeellinen
muistutus
meille.
A good description, an important reminder to us that we ourselves do not have to do anything for our salvation, and that we do not need to do anything. As we heard earlier through our brother Kimmo, that how God makes one righteous. One is not asked of their own works or their own merits, but is completely received as a gift.
Jumalan pelastavan vanhurskauden, joka perustuu Jeesuksen sovittotyöhön.
God's righteousness that is founded upon Jesus' atonement work.
Miten ihminen voi oppia tuntemaan Jumalan?
How can one come to know God?
Miten ihminen voi löytää Jumalan valtakunnan?
How can a person find God's kingdom?
Tällä tekstissämme sanottiin tällä tavalla.
Here in this text, it said in this way,
että kaiken on isäni antanut minun haltuuni.
All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him.
Ihminen ei voi oppia tuntemaan Jumalaa tai löytää Jumalaa, ellei Jumala
cannot learn to know God or find God unless God himself calls and draws a person near.
Jumala kyllä ilmoittaa itsensä.
God certainly reveals himself
luonnossa,
in nature,
vaiheissa,
in the phases of nations, in the fates of people, and especially in his holy word.
Ja ihmisen elämässä on aikoja, jolloin Jumala
and there are phases in a person's life when God especially draws such a one. These periods
onko täällä
a visitation.
Opistoseuroissa sellainen kuulija, joka koet, että
is there such a listener here at the opisto services
who feels sinua puhuttelemassa ja
that God is especially
luokseen
calling and drawing near
kesäseura radion
kuuntelija or they're listening remotely or from the radio kesäseura radio I want to encourage you
älä paaduta sydäntäsi
that do not harden your heart.
Ole kutsulle kuulijainen. Ole ahkera ja tee.
Be obedient unto the invitation. Be diligent and repent when you are called into God's kingdom.
Parannus on alusta loppuun.
Repentance is from the beginning to the end, God's work.
Kun Jumala kutsuu,
when God calls,
herättää,
God awakens.
Ja Jumala antaa tämän lahjaksi tämän uskon ja pyhän hengen.
And God gives that gift of faith in the Holy Spirit.
Elämme sellaista aikaa, että paljon on
we live in such times
luopumista
that there is much or many who fall.
Täällä on varmasti paljon kuulijoita, sisaria ja veljiä.
There are many listeners, brothers and sisters, whose close ones, children, brothers or sisters, have fallen into the world. The enemy's souls has deceived them. They have no longer had the strength to believe. They have been left on the journey.
Vaikka on luopumuksen aikaa, niin
but even though it is a time of falling, we also live a time of awakening. God yet calls to him. I have heard from many at the confirmation camps this summer those good greetings. That a youth who had fallen away from faith had received the grace to return.
On jälleen halunnut lähteä toisten uskovaisten kanssa.
That they have again desired to travel with other believers and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a time of work. They're in camp work, but above all in our homes, to remind of the good God. In God's promises,
rohkaista uskomaan ja saarnata
to encourage, to believe, and to preach the gospel of forgiveness of sins.
Rippikoulu leiri on hyvin
the confirmation camps
aika nuoren elämässä
are a very important period of time in the life of a youth.
Sellainenkin nuori.
And it is good that such a youth
yhteistä uskon käsitystä jaa on silti
who does not share that same understanding of faith, but many have encouraged them to come to the confirmation camp of the believers. You youth who yet have that confirmation week ahead of you this summer, I myself will depart on Sunday to begin the confirmation camp week in Siikatörmä. Enjoy of the confirmation camp. And above all, take the time to pause before the most important matters in life. A week has been set aside from your calendars so that you can listen, you can ask, you can hear. Take listening ears to the confirmation camp and a discerning heart. Your mothers and fathers and grandparents send you to confirmation camp along with many prayers that you would be strengthened in your personal faith?
Eräs puhutteleva rippikoulukokemus oli edellisen
experience,
joka oli kauempana
from confirmation camp that really spoke to me. It was from farther away, from West Africa, from Ghana, where the youth had gathered to confirmation camp.
On jo aivan pienestä asti saanut
uskovaisten
seuroissa ja pyhäkouluissa kulkea, ja nyt oli
were able to go to attend services and Sunday school from a young age, and now we're at confirmation camp. The environment was quite different than what you have in Finland, but it was touching to notice that when we discussed and held the lessons and the devotions, that we believe in the same way. And there at the confirmation camp, the youth wrote letters to the youth of Finland and North America. Greetings from their confirmation.
Ja vaikka monet näistä rippikoululaisista tuli meidän mittapuun mukaan hyvin vaatimattomista oloista.
And even though many of these confirmation students came from very modest backgrounds in a relative sense, there was not a single letter where they requested goods or money, but they rejoiced of the gift of faith. And the letters spoke of how those in Africa wanted to remember those youth elsewhere, that they would all remain in faith. And they reminded the other believers that it is important to battle against enticements. And when one falls into sin, that we can ask for and believe our sins forgiven. These were very touching letters. And those in Africa asked that they would be remembered, that they would remain in faith, and that they would meet again in heaven.
Sitten tekstimme jatkuu. Ottakaa minun ikeeni harteillenne.
And our text continues.
Ja katsokaa minua.
Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me.
Mikä se tytöt ja pojat on tällainen, että ottakaa ikeeni harteille.
What is this, children, boys and girls, to take my yoke upon your shoulders?
Yes.
What is such a yoke?
Se on sellainen, jolla härät vetävät.
A yoke is such that the oxen pull a load with.
Kuormien kantamiseen ja vetämiseen.
It's for used for bearing burdens.
Härkien
and for pulling loads that is placed on the shoulders of oxen, and they begin to pull through this yoke.
Jeesus kehottaa, ottakaa minun ikeeni harteille.
Jesus encourages, take my yoke upon you.
Toisaalla Jeesus puhuu
elsewhere,
siitä, että
jos Jesus speaks that if someone wishes to follow me,
itsensä,
that they deny themselves, take the cross and follow me. Take up the cross and follow me. The carrying of the yoke, the pulling of the yoke and the carrying of the cross. Does it sound like it would be quite heavy and laborious? The youth might think that why? Is it worthwhile to believe?
Onko se sen arvoista tämä ristin kantaminen ja
is it worth it to carry such a cross, to carry such a yoke?
Nuorten kielellä voisi kysyä, että onko se worth it?
In the language of youth, they would say, is it worth it?
Mitä me siitä hyödymme?
Ei ole. What do we have to gain by it?
Nämäkään.
These are not new questions.
että pohtii ja miettii sitä, että olisiko elämä
mukavampaa,
jos luopuisin tästä uskosta ja
if I gave up this faith,
aivan kuten mieli
tekee. And I could live according to my wishes.
Lapsetkin kyseli Jeesukselta.
The disciples asked of Jesus,
että kun olemme luopuneet kaikesta ja lähteneet
that we have given up everything to follow you. What do we have to gain by it? And Jesus promised them that already in this time, hundreds of times more brothers and sisters, houses and fields, but above all, the gift of eternal life in heaven. For that reason, we are believing. And God does not require impossibilities.
Tyydy minun armooni.
That be content with my grace, that my power is in the weak.
Heikkoki usko riittää.
Even the weak faith is sufficient.
Näissäkin seuroissa on puhuttu, että sinaapi siemenen verran uskoa.
At these services has been spoken how a mustard seed's amount of faith is enough.
Heikonki uskon
God sees our weak faith through the atonement work of his Son to be perfect.
Johannes kirjoittaa kirjeessä.
John writes in his letter.
Sillä rakkaus Jumalaan on se, että pidämme hänen käskynsä.
Of God is that we would keep his commandments. And his commandments are not heavy, burdensome.
Me kuitenkin näitä matkan vaivoja koemme tällä.
We do experience
matkalla.
Here on this journey. His hardships.
Puhutteleva tämä Sionin laulujen viimeinen laulu, siitä ainakin osaa taidettiin jo lainatakin, missä tätä kulkuamme kuvataan.
The final, one of the final songs that we sang just now describes our journey, that how often in this windy day we travel under ridicule
keskellä kiusausta.
And we are weak and stumbling in the midst of temptations and dangers. And the cross waves of doubt can reach us when the evening cools and when the pathway goes through the night and its darkness. And our heart is as if lost, despairs. But how comfortingly continues, but then is heard
hän kutsuu meitä
the voice of the shepherd. He calls us in his love.
Luokseni tulkaa kaikki
that come, all you tired unto me. I shall not leave you alone, ever.
Niin kuin Jeesus tässä tekstissämme vielä sanoo.
As Jesus yet says in our text.
Tulkaa minun luokseni, kaikki te työn ja kuormien uuvuttamat.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest.
Jeesus antaa levon.
Jesus gives rest.
Ihminen, jolla ei ole synnit anteeksi.
A person who does not have their sins forgiven.
On levoton.
Is restless.
Hätäilee.
And is anxious.
Kun saa omalle kohdalle uskoa kaikkien syntien anteeksi.
But when one can believe unto their own selves all of their sins forgiven, there comes peace within one. That peace of which Jesus speaks unto the disciples.
Että minun rauhani minä annan teille.
That I give my peace unto you.
Minä annan niin kuin maailma antaa.
Not as the world gives. And he encourages his own. The peace that is given from God is much greater than what this world can offer. It carries onto the other side of the boundary of time.
Rakkaat sisaret ja veljet.
Dear sisters and brothers,
puhuimme. Ja niin kuin pienet tytöt ja pojatkin sen tiedätte, kun kysyn,
and as the little boys and girls do know, that why are we believing?
Paljon siitä saamme. Ja monelta se suojaa jo tässä ajassa.
We receive much of it, and it protects us from many things in this time, but above all, we are believing so that we can reach heaven. For that reason, young Moses, he denied himself to be called the son of the Pharaoh. He would rather experience trials together with the believers and hardships alongside them, rather than seek the pleasures in the Pharaoh's house. For he looked upon the reward. For that reason we are believing that after this time we can reach our everlasting home in heaven. That I will give you a rest is what Jesus promises. In this time, in God's kingdom, we can own this peace. But one day, there in heaven with God, there will be that perfect rest that has been prepared for us already in the beginning of time, onto His own. There at the heavenly home, there is no longer sorrow. There is no longer hardship.
Sionin laulussa.
In the familiar words of the Song of Zion, there are treasures for children in heaven above. We speak of those, the blessed fountains as you sit and enjoy of that bread of life. That way is life, night in a way is the shadows of death. Always the sun shines its light. There the children no longer have the sorrows of the earth. But they can enjoy, they can own that joy of light. And together they praise and receive that better portion in heaven. Towards this, brothers and sisters, we can be journeying. And this gospel, it is God's power unto all of those that believe, unto righteousness. It is strength for us on this journey, and even this moment, you have the promise to believe, all of your sins forgiven by grace, in Jesus' name, and precious blood. Believe unto peace, unto freedom, and unto joy. Believe simply, as a small child, in Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood, you have the promise to believe your sins forgiven.
Sovintoveressä kaikki synnit anteeksi.
All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood.
Jeesuksen nimessä ja veressä on lupa uskoa kaikki synnit anteeksi.
You have the promise to believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. When we believe in this way, we will one day reach the destination in heaven.
Ja tämä evankeliumin lupaus.
And this gospel, the promise of the gospel,
se kuuluu sinullekin.
It belongs to you, dear friend, who feels that you do not yet own this peace in your heart, that you are yet seeking. God calls you to come to Him and to come into His kingdom. That you can stop searching, for here and now you can believe all of your sins forgiven and the sin of unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. You can go and follow the Lord Jesus together with us. Dear travel companions,
arkisen tuntuisena,
that I came feeling burdened and my own sins press upon me. I came to these services. Can I also believe my own sins forgiven? In Jesus' name, blood, all sins are forgiven. I have the desire to believe together with you. We can remain in the blessed care of God and His Word. In Jesus' name, amen.